Frederick County Sports Weekend is next on 930 WFMD. A service of Randy's Candies. Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
Sweet sugar candy man.
Looking for something to pull yourself out of these COVID doldrums? Head to one of Randy's Candy's Antique Mall old-time candy stores and find some of that candy from your youth. You can find Randy's Antique Candy Stores at three locations. The Hancock Antique Mall in Hancock, Maryland, the Rocky Ridge Antique Mall in North Hagerstown, and at the Emmitsburg Antique Mall in Emmitsburg. That's Randy's Candies from Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
From the Thomas Johnson High School baseball program, first, the head baseball coach at TJ, Mr. Bill Gross. And coach, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Indeed. And two seniors who will go on to play at the next level. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and I'd like to introduce our guests this morning from the Thomas Johnson High School baseball program. First, the head baseball coach at TJ, Mr. Bill Gross. And coach, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Indeed. And two seniors who will go on to play at the next level next year. First, like to welcome Trevor Yusko, who's going to Frostburg State University. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Indeed. My pleasure. And also, senior Jacob Orr, who will be going to the University of Maryland next year. Jacob, welcome to you as well.
Yep, and thanks for having me on today.
Indeed, my pleasure. Coach, certainly the word has been overused, but I can't think of another word. Unprecedented is, certainly comes to mind with what we've had to deal with here the last year and what it's meant to everyone, but especially the spring sport athletes, as we were talking earlier off air. Quickly, before we get into talking about Jacob and Trevor, what have you taken away from all this?
Yeah, it's extremely unfortunate, and it was unfortunate. And you feel first and foremost for all those student athletes who missed that opportunity, you know, and obviously the seniors from last year who missed their senior season, and they. Everybody, spring sports, you know, you're in a different boat compared to that fall and winter, because you get all year to kind of work with your kids and the student athletes and train, and they put in those countless hours after school. And, you know, then you get into the first 2 weeks and then this just occurs. And then the way everybody's just kind of sitting in limbo there, you know, it's like almost like every week or 2 weeks, you're like, is there hope? Is there hope? And then finally, you know, it got pulled, and it sucked. I mean, there's no other way of really saying it. But you know, we're extremely hopeful for this year still. You know, and hopefully we get that opportunity. But you know, first and foremost, I feel for every student athlete who missed that spring season and all those seniors who did not get that opportunity to finish off their spring seasons.
Indeed, and we found out certainly that old adage of you don't know what you've missed until you don't have it, and that certainly comes into play with these kids. And you know, it really does take you can't take anything for granted either. I guess that's something else that can be said about all this.
No, and I think you're 100% correct in that statement, and I think. You know, when this did occur, you know, we have two great fine young men on with us tonight, and you could tell. I think it hit them with that realization of, man, like we're very fortunate. You know, one to only be juniors that year, but you know, to be able to get to still play this game and you know at a high level and whatnot. And I think that translated because. Both these guys, they had the opportunity to play in the summer, and you know they took their teams and everything, took the precautionary measures and whatnot. But they both had phenomenal summers this past summer, and I think part of that was maybe playing with a little chip on the shoulder of, man, I didn't get to play my junior year of high school, man. I'm coming out here, you know, and getting after it type deal.
You certainly have two fine young men, that's for sure, Coach. Guys, let me ask you first. And Trevor, what was it about Frostburg that brought you there?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to be close to home. I wasn't really, you know, I didn't want to be too far. I thought an hour and a half just cut it perfectly. And as soon as I went to there, you know, the campus, just everything, just the looks on the outside, just like, you know, just like caught my attention. And talking to the coach and just really getting to know him, just immediate just connection between us was, you know, a really good factor for me. Also, just, you know, I've been talking to them for a while now. It's in the school I've been talking to my parents about for a long time. And, you know, D2 is awesome. You know, that's, you know, a big accomplishment to me. And, you know, I just thought, you know, Frostburg fit everything perfect for me.
Well, I hate to be prejudiced here, Trevor, but I applaud your decision because I'm a Frostburg grad myself. So good job.
Oh, seriously, awesome.
I'm a fellow Bobcat, buddy. So good job there. Do you have a major in mind?
Computer science is a goal, but if I don't see that, I'd probably just do finance.
Finance? Okay.
Yeah, financing and stuff like that.
Very good. Jacob, how about you?
So what drew me to Maryland was, you know, just talking to the coaches, like my first call, they were just so laid back, so relatable, and they just made me feel like family. So the coaching staff was definitely the number one thing there. They're building a great program. I just love the culture. All the players work hard. They keep each other accountable. And I grew up being a Maryland fan. My dad went there. My older brother went there. So I've always been around campus. I love the campus, and I just thought it was the best choice for me.
Very good. How about a major for you?
For me, I'm looking into either doing accounting or finance.
Okay. So you come back, be CPA, and take care of everybody here, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Guys, let me ask you this real quick. If the situation would present itself, would either come back and like to do some coaching? Trevor?
Oh, 100%. I love baseball. I helped coach a 11U team out in Walkersville with Coach McGraw, teacher at TJ.
Yes.
I've helped him for probably a year and a half now, 2 years, and I absolutely love helping little kids play baseball. It's just like, it's just so fun. You know, it's just a thrill of knowing that, you know, in a sport I love, I'm able to just show someone who's younger than me just the ways of the game and just show them how to play correctly.
Jacob?
Yeah, just to add on to that, I just want to give back to the game. It's done so much for me. So, and I enjoy little kids, seeing them start to love the game of baseball. So that's something I definitely want to do after I'm done playing.
Bill, you got two candidates there, Bob.
it's great to hear that, you know, and it's funny because they both are in my team sports baseball class, and both of them, you know, clearly they weren't lying with their answers then, because we had an assignment where it was kind of like, do you see yourself giving back to the game? And so it's nice to hear that, you know, they're holding true to their answers.
Indeed. And that's always a lot of feels great as a coach. And certainly I felt the same way as an athletic director when you get former athletes back coming back to give back. That is outstanding. Jacob, let's start with you. You've taken the time now over these last 4-plus years in playing the game of baseball and playing at high school and now going to the collegiate level. What advice would you give younger players if they see what you're able to accomplish and what it takes to put yourself in position to go to college and play at the collegiate level?
My advice for kids would be just put yourself out there, whether it's going to camps, going to travel tournaments, even if you can't travel that far, just try to go to camps and stuff, put in the work at home, because if you're working hard at home, it's going to show on the field, and just try to get out there and promote yourself in front of coaches.
That's okay.
But yeah, you gotta go promote yourself. You gotta go out there and be confident in yourself. And show coaches what you can do. You want to showcase what you can do best and show a coach why you'll be able to help their program, and that'll help you move on to the next level.
Trevor?
I believe that you should always believe in, you know, and strive for what you believe in yourself. I think that you should never give up, and no matter what situation, you know, is put upon you, no matter what people say or what you hear, you should always go with what you believe in. And, you know, never give up, you know, no matter what goes in your way, no matter what school gets hard or, you know, if life gets hard, you know, baseball is a sport that you love. And if you really love it, you know, you're going to continue to play a sport and enjoy it for the rest of your life.
Guys, how about a memorable moment? I kind of know the answer to this, but, Trevor, go ahead. A memorable moment for you at TJ.
State championship game at TJ,
yeah.
or regional championship TJ. Sorry. I walked three to start the inning. Bases loaded, no outs. Coach Gross walking out to me, and you know, I was just, you know, really frustrated. I just, you know, I was, you know, walking three in state, you know, or I mean regional championships, you know, something to. I was really in my head, and, you know, Jacob and Coach Gross came over to me and they were just talking to me, just both cooled me down and got me thinking. And, you know, they pushed me. They were like, you know, Jeff, you got this, you know, you sure you got this? Made me get out of my head. And, you know, just after that, I sat in the mound, just told myself, all right, you know, I just took a deep breath and I was like, I got this. And, you know, struck next three out. And then, you know, threw 40 some pitches in three innings and then threw 30 pitches in the next four. You know, it was just, you know, it was amazing. It was just amazing.
I can understand that. How about you, Trev? Jacob?
You're good. My most memorable moment was definitely my freshman year when we won the state championship. Just knowing how hard that team worked. And we had a pretty low point in the middle of the season where it felt like we couldn't win a game. But then we got hot at the right time, and it was just an amazing ride in the playoffs. And seeing one of our seniors make the final catch in center field, it was just complete joy. Dogpiling on the field, it was just best moment at TJ.
Indeed, Coach, certainly a great moment for the program. And I know you have special feelings about all those your teams. I'd just quickly go back to a team that probably toward the end of the regular season didn't think would get where they did, and that was that 2014 team.
that was an interesting year. So you know, that was my first year, and you know, a lot of connections on this phone call. Obviously, you know, one being you hired me in that position, first and foremost, for giving me that opportunity. But then you know, Jacob's brother was on that team, Matt Orr, and he was a junior that year. And I mean, we had our struggles. That was 100%, no doubt about it. I think we finished that season 5-15. I mean, we'd get slaughtered some games, and then other games, like, we right in it. And it was a true testament to those guys. And you can see there was a buy-in all of a sudden towards that end of the season, of just, guys, stay with me. You know, we're there. And, you know, I know some of you may not believe it, but then, you know, similar to kind of what both those guys have said about their stories, you know, something just kind of clicked, you know, like Trevor on the mound there, something kind of just clicked. And I mean, he just took off in that game, you know.
Right.
Jacob's story, you know, that season, you know, we were at a low point. But, you know, in that 2014, you know, it just kind of came together at the right time. And it being my first year, it really taught me to kind of teach the importance to these guys, especially at the high school level, that, you know, you're never out of it, guys. You know, with the way the high school sports playoff system is set up for everything, everything but football, you know, you've got a chance because everybody's in it. And so, you know, as long as you continue with that positive mindset and you can rally the troops, I mean, the opportunity is there. And that's exactly what that team did. They rallied. They came together. And I think that alone has carried this program over the last 7 years from a playoff perspective, you know. So.
Well, I was glad I was able to witness that, Coach. That was just, like you said, that light bulb turned on and everything clicked, and it was a great thing to see. And I think, you know, having that kind of year certainly propels to other things and certainly has with this program for sure. Guys, with what you've accomplished, Jacob, with you in the championship game, And Trevor in the region, and then I guess was the state final you were in?
No.
Didn't get
regional,
the
semis.
Regional semis.
Yeah,
okay.
Semifinal.
All right. What were some of the keys? And Trevor, we'll start with you with how you achieved that kind of success. What's some of the key pieces of a successful year like that?
Just our teammates coming together and believing in each other. Our team, you know, our chemistry, our team communication, you know, as a whole was just, you know, amazing. I loved everyone on our team. I got along with everyone on our team. All of our teammates got along. There was no, you know, major issues in our team. No drama, no nothing like that. We played hard and we kept our head up no matter, win or a loss. You know, the next day of practice, we were all, you know, still working just as hard as we were, you know, 2 days before that. And just overall, our teammates just picking each other up and trusting each other as a whole was just perfect.
Okay, Jacob.
Yeah, with that state championship team, I think it all started in practice. Every single day we went out there, competed with each other, and we always pushed each other to do our best. And I think the highlight that team, like that, if you could summarize that team in one moment, we were losing in the regional championship 7-0. We gave 7 runs in one inning, and our team looked dead. But then we still had life in us, and the next inning, or we came up in the bottom of that inning, and we put up 10 runs because everyone believed in each other, and we just passed it down one by one and just scored a ton of runs and ended up making a run for a state championship.
That unity, that camaraderie, yeah, we hear it over and over again, certainly in my days of coaching with teams I had. Exactly. Guys, we're getting close to the end and coaches, with as much as I enjoy talking sports with everybody, we always have a limited time and we're getting close to that. And we'll start with Jacob. And the last question for everybody, why baseball?
For me, when I just started as a kid, it's just what I loved. I mean, I'm a competitor, and this was just when I picked it up when I was probably about 5 years old. I went out on the field. I just fell in love with the game, just throwing the ball, hitting the ball, just everything about it I loved. And also on top of that, it's a mental game too. And I love trying to compete mentally with other people on the field as well as physically.
Trevor?
Just growing up, my mom herself, she pushed me a lot to play baseball. She didn't have to push me. I just kind of fell in love with the sport as soon as I started playing it. Like Jacob said, it really is a mental game. It's something that I take advantage of, you know, baseball for school and just daily life. It, you know, relieves all my stress. I can just go out there and play the game I love and just, you know, and I don't got to think about anything. I can just take off the ease and just have fun.
Coach, how about you?
So, yeah, for me, baseball, first and foremost, yeah, it was always fun, you know, and there's that competitiveness to it. But I think the game of baseball, what's very different compared to any other sport is you have a team sport with very individual battles going on within it. And I think that's also why these two are so great at this game, because you're talking to two of the most competitive human beings I've ever been around. And, you know, this ability to not to see the big picture team wise, but to see them step into the box and have this, you know, just this tenacity of like, I'm going to win this battle. You know, I don't care. You know, Randy Johnson can be up on this mound and I'm going to dominate him right now. And you know, they love that competitiveness there, you know, and, you know, Trevor, when he's up on the mound, has that same mantra, you know, up there of just, you know, this is my game, you know, and then Jacob, even at shortstop, I mean, I've never seen him not attack a baseball, you know, to mm-hmm. come field it. Like, it's almost as if, nope, like you don't stand a chance, you know, with me fielding this ball. And it's those individual battles within a bigger game that I've always loved seeing. And you see the best truly come out of the best in those one-on-one battles. And I think that's what these two do from that mental side, is they stay so sharp mentally that they're so prepared for any type of battle that, you know, they come across. And that to me, it's so fun to watch now, as, you know, I don't get to play the game anymore, but they keep me so young and into it and keep my competitive spirit so high. And when you get guys like these two who, you know, they spoke about what makes these teams great and everything, it's the fact that these guys keep everybody accountable, you know, and it makes my job easy at practice. You know, it's just a matter of telling them what to do. And, you know, when you get upperclassmen like these two, like, it's basically after when I say, hey, let's roll, like, it, I mean, yeah, truth be told, we could sit back and more or less watch the first, like, 45 minutes of practice, and they run it, and they run it at such a high level, and a certain expectation that it's just fun to watch. So
indeed, Bill, and I can completely agree, because I had the same experience in coaching you get senior leadership like these two young men, and I had the same type of leadership where, yes, indeed, there for the first half hour, 45 minutes of practice, I could be standing, you know, 300 yards away. It wouldn't make any difference. They took over and took responsibility for it, and you couldn't ask for anything more.
No, and it's so funny because, like, you know, you as a coach, you want to be involved in everything, and there have been multiple times, you know, both of us said this too, like, we got this, coach. And you're just like, oh, darn, okay. but you love to see that leadership piece come out. So
indeed. Well, Bill, Trevor, and Jacob, we have to wrap things up, I'm afraid. It's certainly a pleasure. Jacob, the best of luck to you next year for sure. I'm sure Coach will try and head down to see you play. And I certainly wish you the best. And hopefully things will get better and we'll get back to some sort of normalcy. But good luck to you, Jacob. Trevor,
thank you.
Good luck to you as well up there at my alma mater, and show those Bobcats how to play baseball. But certainly the best of you next year and the years to come. I'm sure, Coach, at some point we'll be staying in touch with you as well.
Yep. I just need to know what the temps are going to be up there.
Yeah. But the best of luck to you. And Bill, it's always a pleasure talk to you. I'm glad that I had the opportunity and you were available 8 years ago to bring you to TJ because of what you certainly have done with that program. And obviously the best to you at TJ and in the coming years as you continue your coaching career.
Thank you, sir.
Indeed, my pleasure. You've been listening to Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve.